This Luke chapter 19, verses 9 to 14. Jesus spoke this parable addressed to those who believed in their own self-righteousness while holding everyone else in contempt. Two people went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed like this, "I give you thanks, O God. I am not like the others, greedy, crooked, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on everything I earn." The other one, however, kept a distance, not even daring to look up to heaven. In humility, all the tax collector said was, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Believe me, the tax collector went home from the temple right with God, while the Pharisee didn't. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, while those who humble themselves will be exalted. This is a word from our holy scriptures. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Do you remember this song that came out many years ago? Some of you won't, of course, you're not old enough. But I'm going to sing the first line, and I bet you some of you will pick it up and you can sing along with me, okay? Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when I'm perfect in every way. To know me is to love me. I get better looking each day. Remember that song? It came out 50 years ago. Can you believe it? 50 years ago, Mac Davis, I can't believe it. And I remember people belting out this song every time it came on, right? Yeah, it's just like you just did it, right? Well, 50 years have gone by, and we're no humbler. In fact, I very rarely hear anybody talk about humility anymore these days in our society. What has grown in the last 50 years is our sense of entitlement. And lest we complain that we think young people are entitled, we just have to look at baby boomers, that's me, and what they have and expect. And we'll see where entitlement comes from and how it's been passed on. We are suffering these days from collective entitlement, believing that we have earned or are entitled to what we have. I said at DeWinton today, it was so nice to drive those roads out to DeWinton today because there's no snow on them and they weren't icy or anything. And I thought, I expect that. I expect the roads to be cleared. I expect the roads to be good in our country. I expect it. We are becoming more aware of our entitlement these days as the things that we have taken for granted over the last many years are being threatened by an increasingly unstable and confusing world. And the things that we counted on having are slowly eroding. And we can tell we're entitled when we become angry and frustrated when the things we want and enjoy are taken away or threatened as if they are rights. Did anybody see just this week the World Happiness Index came out? The World Happiness Index. It polls the happiness quotient of some 140 countries around the world, of 193 countries. Does anybody know where Canada sits in the happiness? Good, all pretty close. 18th. We dropped from 17 to 18 this year. I won't tell you where the U.S. is. They're much lower. What surprised me was Mexico is number 10. Who do you think is top? Finland. Yeah, it's Finland. And the Scandinavian countries are the top all the time. And Finland's been that for something like 7 years. Who's at the bottom? Afghanistan. Yep, Afghanistan's at the bottom. There is a tipping point, however, with affluence, where affluence does not guarantee happiness. And it's in these areas. Young people in more affluent countries are becoming more disillusioned. And this is the skewing the scale down a bit in affluent countries. Young people are not as confident of what they have as baby boomers. Also, loneliness is becoming more rampant in affluent societies. Loneliness. The number of people who eat most of their meals alone is going up, and I think it's about 40%. 40% of people who eat alone. That is a sign of unhappiness. That's bringing the scale down. The other thing that makes people happier is if we can be more charitable. So the people who have things that they have to give, or they have countries that are more generous, feel better when they have a happier, country, if there are social supports in place and we can give to others. And it all makes sense. Privilege does have its benefits. Why wouldn't it? To have more is to provide more opportunities for people. To increase a standard of living that allows for more choice and freedom is to create happier societies. The problem is that people with privilege feel entitled to it. We have become an entitled society. We think we deserve it. We believe we've earned what we have. And when entitled people and countries become complacent, they stop working to ensure that everybody else has them. And when others don't have what privileged people have, and the disparity starts to grow, there's an imbalance, and we start having friction. We start having conflict in the world. Those who don't have want what others have. Entitlement is the norm by which we and many other people in the world live. And when we start losing what we have, instead of looking at ourselves and our own entitlement, we are going to work hard to scramble to get back everything we had. Betty Lou just read a story from Scripture, a story that Jesus told about this attitude of entitlement. The story he told about the Pharisee and the tax collector just demonstrates the hazards of entitlement. The Pharisee thought that he was great, perfect, entitled, right before God. He followed God's laws, did what he was supposed to do, and assumed, of course, that he was the blessed one, the important one before God. The tax collector, on the other hand, knew that he wasn't. He knew his place before God. He knew he was a sinner and didn't always or often even get things right. He was deeply aware of his own imperfection and humanity, and that he didn't always live up to what he could or would be. However, as it turns out, it was the tax collector, not the Pharisee, who went home blessed and loved by God. Humility is the countermeasure to entitlement, recognizing that we have the rights to little, or we have the entitlement to little, even when we have much. Entitlement is the belief that one is inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment. Inherently, within each of us, we deserve this. Like there is something better about some people or some group or some country, and therefore they should have more. They should get more than others get. I put together a little list for us today. I'm going to invite you to turn to one or two people around you, or if you don't like doing that, do it on your own. But I want you to have a little discussion about whether any of these things are rights or privileges. Are these rights or privileges, these things on the list? And then if you have time, I want you to consider who it is that gives us these rights, who it is that gives us the privileges that we have. So take a few moments, we won't take too long, maybe 5 minutes, to discuss with somebody else around you, or just sit and think about this, which are these our rights and which of them are privileges in our society? Those who need it. Yes, I'm with you, Kim. I don't think healthcare is a right, but we take it as a right. I don't think our possessions are a right. We take them as rights. We just get so used to having all of these things that we think they're rights. We in the church don't believe that human beings offer these to us. We believe that God offers everything to us. And so if we could say, God provided food for us to have free speech, capacity for shelter, that might change the way we look at these things. Yet we've come to see them all as our rights often in society. And some of them are enshrined in law, but that doesn't make them truly rights. John. Remember, this old thing is it a want or a need? Well, we might say healthcare is a need, but most of the world doesn't have it. You know, so there's challenges there. Let's move on. There's something to think about, though. There is very little in the world that we are inherently deserving of. Much as what we have gotten is because it's been given to us, not because we deserve something like this. However, by virtue of being born into the world, we do have the right to life and to the necessities that keep us alive, whatever they might be, because God has provided all of those things, just what we need. Other than that, we as humans have created belief systems that encourage us to think that we are entitled to many things. Think about the poorest in our world and what they have, and then consider whether what we have is a right or a privilege. What would it take for us to develop some humility around what we enjoy rather than expect it? If we do exhibit more humility and gratitude, the entitlement that has become rampant in our world today, if we don't deal with that entitlement, it may be the demise of human beings. Humility is that quality of being free from pride or arrogance. It's having a modest and realistic view of one's value or importance. And I want to say that humility is not a false sense of being less than anybody else. It's simply an acknowledgement of being no more or no less important than anybody else. This can apply to individuals, of course, but it also can apply to communities, provinces, countries, or even races, religions, genders, or sexual orientations. No human being is better than another human being. Here's the reality. No one person should feel more important than another, regardless of what people say. We all have the right to live and to have what we need. And if any one group of people or government says otherwise, then we need to speak the truth to that lie. Scripture's clear. We have a responsibility to each other. We have a responsibility to make sure that everybody has what they have the right to. We have the right to take care of ourselves, but we have the responsibility to take care of others. So we are not to demand more than we need. There's a common saying out there that says, live simply so others can simply live. Maybe we should take that to heart. Nadia Boltz-Weber, one of my favorite writers and bloggers, she is a Lutheran pastor. She is an outspoken critic of privilege and an unswerving advocate for the oppressed and the poor. And she perhaps addresses this issue of entitlement and humility best. And I think if you remember nothing else from today, you will remember this. Excuse my language. Nadia Boltz-Weber says, don't be an asshole. That's it. Pretty much sums it up. We are loved and lovable. And let's not mistake low self-esteem or self-effacement for humility, because that's not humility. That's simply a lack of confidence or a sense of our own self-worth. Humble people are realistic, confident, compassionate, strong, beautiful, and gracious. They know who they are and they know their place in the world. They simply do not demand more for themselves or from the world than they need. And there's such a joy to be around humble people. So let's try to be humble and grateful and grounded. We have nothing to boast about, and we can learn to live with less. When we give up our sense of entitlement, we're not going to make any demands. And just think about it. If we become humble people, we just might move up on the happiness scale. Let's take a moment for reflection.